Hey, good morning. My. 7:26 is Brackets Hunter. It's my new favorite song. Listen to it on repeat, bro. All right, let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're rocking out to Chicago.
I love it.
There you go, man. So last hour we talked about Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley, 4 years left on the contract with the Rams. They cut him. Peace out. And he really didn't even know about it. He posted on his Twitter. He's like, hey, I got fired. So there you go. Todd Gurley, not with the Rams anymore. I think it's because of his performance a little bit, but him going to another team is going to be tough because I think everybody knows he's got a weak knee. And if you got a weak knee in the NFL,
yeah, well, and
the
you
money
know,
that, you want
it's also the Rams too. What they had like one good season there, and everyone was all stoked, and now they've just kind of fallen apart. Mm-hmm. I bet you he'll do better on a different team.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, listen to this one though. This is a headline too that I'm reading right now. Is it Stidham? And Cam Newton, favorites to be Patriots' next quarterback.
Which
is interesting.
I don't think Cam Newton will do well there. He has the wrong attitude for it. He has the wrong mentality for being in that kind of system.
In the Bill Belichick system.
Yeah.
So sometimes people say Bill Belichick will accept players because the system will cure him. Mm. As far as like the Antonio Brown thing, the Josh Gordon thing. The Patriots have been kind of known to like pick up hood rats or hooligans. Is that the right word?
Hooligans.
And try to change him a little bit. So who knows, man? I Cam Newton, guy's an athlete, but you're right. He's got an attitude. He's kind of got a pouty. If things aren't going his way, he kind of sits down and crosses his arms.
Yeah, you know? And that won't fly in New England. So we'll have to wait and see. I could care less who goes to New England at this point. But if it is Cam Newton, I don't think he's got enough to make it work or do anything, because I think that system is just gonna fall apart very quick there unless they do some serious damage control and restock themselves, because they've pretty much lost their two biggest weapons with Brady and Gronk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
hey, what do you think about Gronk? You think Gronk will ever show his face in the NFL again?
No, he didn't do it this year. He's sure as hell not gonna do it. And now
maybe
that
he just needed a maybe he just needed a party. He needed to party a little bit. He's fresh minded.
He's never coming back. He's gotten a taste of the sweet life of not doing anything. And
what if Green Bay picked up Gronk? Would you be all about Gronk then?
No, not really, because again, Gronk is, I mean, obviously he's talented, but he's injury prone. And the few times he makes a difference, it's not worth it. I'd rather have someone that's going to be reliable. Time and time again, like a Kelsey. That's who I want. I want Kelsey on the Packers because that guy is just insane. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but sports still postponed till further notice, man.
So
we're still watching 1980s golf on ESPN and Super Bowls from 19.
We're just going to be speculating until we know sports are back. So some wild, crazy speculations coming your way. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.